You can find out more about the Mark West Foundation at tmwf.org.au. But to tell us more, because there is an important date you need to remember and it's coming up fast. Friend of the show, Westy, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys. Great to be back again. How are we?
Very well. Now, this is the first time you've met Josh. So this is the first time he is hearing the Mark West Foundation. And for those across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you just need a little bit of a recap. What is this about? Why do you do what you do?
Yeah, so look, Mark was my younger brother, and he had an accident in 1998, I should say, on the field, had a collision with another player, and unfortunately passed away during a game. So, in 2014, Tom Harriott, who co-chairs the foundation with myself, through his job as a business manager in the schooling system, could see a huge gap in families needing assistance with school fees.
Yeah.
So the more we thought about it, if they're struggling with school fees, then sport's going to be a difficult thing. And the importance of that in a kid's life is immeasurable in some degree. So,
because we're talking about it off air, like just sports clubs. It's not just about the game of sport. It's about like what you're learning from other people there as well, isn't
it? It's life skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, and I even think back to my own junior sport, and there are still guys that I see now, and I still want to call them, Mr. Such and Such, because you have so much respect for them. More years than I'd like to admit later on. But the influence that the clubs have on these kids at sometimes a difficult age can be the guidance that they need to take the next step in their lives and things of that nature. And that's what the foundation's about, is keeping kids involved in structured team sports. And all the scholarship holders are generally in circumstances that are a bit beyond their control, whether it be financial circumstances in the family. We've had some parental loss. We've had a few pretty tragic circumstances. So it's just about getting those kids that opportunity to be heavily involved in a great thing like team sport.
And honour Mark's name in the meantime.
Yeah, look, family's pretty proud of it. I have to keep a tab on Dad sometimes. He gets a bit excited from time to time, which is great. But the family are really proud of honouring what Mark was doing. And he was coaching junior football teams himself from the age of about 16. So he started playing senior footy when he was 16, so he was fairly talented.
Yep.
But was a big believer in giving back to kids. Like, he loved being involved in the juniors.
Yeah.
So Dad had to drive him everywhere to coach the teams. he always had a message which was just have fun. So his coaching board always had the words on the back of it towards the kids saying, just have fun. So that's what the message of the foundation is as well.
Right. So you're trying to help out kids that can't afford the fees, the subs, boots as well, is it?
Yeah. So what we do is we cover the membership for them playing.
Yeah.
Brand new pair of boots, socks, shorts, sometimes a piece of club apparel just so they fit in the same as everyone else. We don't brand them with all the Mark West gear or things of that nature. We like to think kids are nice, but they can be a little bit, on the wrong side of some of the comments if they think, oh, you're only playing because of such and such. We keep them anonymous.
Yeah.
And pretty protective of that as well too, because it's about just giving kids the opportunity.
And applications are about to close?
Yeah, so the applications will finish up on Sunday night, and then Tom and I will go through the process of going through all the applications.
I do not envy you in that position. So anybody who's thinking about it or hearing it now for the first time, they really should start filling out that application?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can just do it all online, because nowadays pretty much everyone has a device in their hands that can make their life pretty easy. They can just Google the Mark West Foundation Geelong. Just click on the application tab, fill that out, send that through to us before Sunday night, before we start processing.
And you're also saying something at the Barwon Footy Club.
Yeah, so AFL Barwon this Sunday are actually running an amazing, it's called the Game Plan. So it's a great day on Sunday where volunteers from all the clubs all throughout the region can come down and find out everything that's required for not junior footy but senior footy as well. That's being held down at GMHBA Stadium, and we're also going to be down there at the lunch break where everyone has lunch to be able to speak to the clubs. It's about just getting the message out there. There's 37 clubs in the region, and last year we had scholarship holders in every club in the region. So it's spread out.
Oh, brilliant.
It's not just in one spot. It's all the way across all three of the leagues.
I just worked out how easy it is. I literally just went to tmwf.org.au and clicked on scholarships, bang. So if you're listening, if I can do it, you can do it. Technology, it is my friend. Westy, thank you so much for stopping by again. No. All the very best going through the applications and continuing the great work you guys do.
Yeah, my pleasure. And again, thanks to you guys here on the drive, but also with King and the footy team. We're really aligning things with Carol Footy this year, and the support that you guys give us helps us get the message out, so we appreciate it greatly.